The Toronto Concert Orchestra is set to offer a set of outstanding concerts this summer, and we have a full preview for you here this afternoon. And TCO has a special place in our hearts here at the Oasis and the New Classical FM. It was founded back in 2008, and our beloved maestro and former Oasis host, Kerry Stratton, put it together. Before he passed, he was on hand for one final concert at Casa Loma, where the TCO has performed oh so often. Now, the New Classical FM is the proud media sponsor of Symphony in the City, presented by the Toronto Concert Orchestra. This is the hot ticket this summer. Live concerts by the lake with special weekly guests beginning tonight and running through August 23rd at the iconic Palais Royal. Dinner and VIP experiences are available, and what a special venue that is. Tickets at tcomusic.ca. Joining us at the Oasis with a TCO Symphony in the City concert preview is Sharon Lee and Marcus Schultes, co-artistic directors. And I want to say welcome to you both.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Great to have you along. And I was hoping we could just start with a memory of Maestro Stratton and what he had in mind when he envisioned the Toronto Concert Orchestra. What was the idea?
Oh, he wants entertainment and quality and good music for everyone. And in 2014, he pitched an idea to Casa Loma, and it was summer classical music outside and inside, and for an audience that isn't your average classical audience. I think that was the key, and that's been part of our magic, and that's what we're continuing to do.
So that's really been the mandate ever since, is to say, okay, what are these locations? What are the programs? What are the ideas we can produce here that are getting to an entirely different audience? Is that fair?
For sure.
Yeah, yes. I think the programming has been a big part of the success of taking, you know, classical pieces but presenting them in a more relaxed way. You know, grab a drink, you're at a beautiful venue, and that's been the success of it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about tonight, because you're spending a lot of time at the Palais Royal, which, by the way, that's a venue that I love so much. I don't think enough concerts have been there
over the
last decade or so.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been a little underused, so I'm really glad this is happening. But you are at a different venue tonight for Maestro's Movies, and it seems like this is a bit of a tribute to Kerry as well.
Oh, yeah. These programs were so much fun to play with Kerry. And doing Maestro's Movies at a cinema, at a real cinema, the golden age of theater. I mean, this is so perfect for us.
Tell us a little bit about what people are going to be hearing tonight and where you're going to be.
Tonight, we are at the Eglinton Grand. It's completely redone, revamped, and you walk in and you are transported back almost 100 years to 1936 when the cinema was first opened.
This is one of those original Toronto cinemas, right?
Absolutely.
The one-screen cinema. Yeah. And I think there was probably some concern at some point that it might disappear altogether, but
it has not.
It has not, and you're there tonight.
It's an incredible space, and we're doing Star Wars, Sound of Music, so many films that have screened there, and we're bringing it back.
Really covering it. You've got the music of James Horner, one of our favorites, your Star Wars medley, Les Mis, Max Steiner's music, Casablanca, so it's a lot of classics, but some of the modern classics as well.
Yeah, these concerts were so much fun to do with Kerry, too, because I think he had a really big soft spot for these movies. When he was on the podium, he just loved conducting these programs.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be a party tonight.
All right, as we progress, tell us a little bit about choosing the Palais Royal, how the setup's going to be, what it's going to feel like on these concerts, because you're there more or less every week, I guess Tuesdays, as we go forward right through the summer.
Yeah, in 2019, we found ourselves needing a new venue, and that was the first place we called, because exactly what you were saying, it's such an incredible space. It's right on the water.
Yeah.
There's a ballroom with so much history, and I'm so glad that these concerts are happening there. We have a full night out experience. It's going to be drinks, and if you have the VIP package, there's their hors d'oeuvres being passed.
So you show up a little early for that, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. And there's also a beautiful dinner buffet. The dinner buffet blew me away. And
really? Because sometimes, you know, you go dinner buffet, this is going to be a certain thing, but you're saying this is high end.
Yeah, this is high end. This is, you know, Palais Royal, they have their own catering staff.
Okay.
And this is their wedding food. This is their special event food. And when they gave us the option, we're like, yes, I want that food. It was
now, I grew up in Victoria, BC. My grandmother was there as well, but she grew up in Toronto, and she would talk about dancing way back in the 30s and 40s. And I may have even met my grandfather there, but that's the history the Palais Royal has. People, maybe, you know, a lot of people listening right now are going to know it, but if you're not that familiar with it, right on the water, elegant, an Art Deco style to some degree, beautiful view of Lake Ontario. It is just the perfect venue. So you'll be set up. People will be able to go outside and go on that balcony and look at the water, but as well, they'll be inside enjoying the symphony and a whole selection of programs through the summer. So pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And I like that VIP option too. How do we upgrade?
You go on our website, ccomusic.ca.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
And so you can pick that package for any one of the concerts.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so let's talk about, it's not that far away, Fall in Love Again, Tuesday, July 5th.
This is our opera favorites concert.
Okay.
And we actually just had a rehearsal with our two soloists. We've worked with Romeo Delgado. He's a tenor.
Yeah.
We've worked with him many times. Our audience will know him very well. And we have Natalia Gennady making her TCO debut. So we've heard every time we look for a soprano, Natalia's name comes up. So we're so excited that we're finally going to work with her. Yeah, we just came from the rehearsal literally today. And they sound absolutely stunning. They are fabulous, fabulous singers. And as a duo, they just gel so well together.
They are dynamite.
Tuesday, July 5th, Palais Royal, a night of opera favorites. I would imagine these are pieces that people are going to recognize.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've got two incredible vocalists, and you can go VIP if you want. Tickets at tcomusic.ca. By the way, Sharon Lee, Marcus Schultes with us, co-artistic directors of the Toronto Concert Orchestra, looking at the Symphony in the City lineup throughout the summer. Elton Ron, Tuesday, July 12th. What are you doing?
The Rocket Man.
Oh, he is so amazing. So this is Ron Camilleri. He's a Toronto-based singer, and he has so much musical experience. He is possibly the most in-demand Elton John tribute singer. And, you know, when you say tribute singer, you think, you know, carbon copy, something like, you know, it's fun, but it is what it is. No, this is the real deal. This guy is, if you closed your eyes...
He's absorbed it.
Yeah, he is Elton. And even Elton's own bandmates, they came up to him and they said, oh, Elton has a twin.
It's interesting. You know, I know Elton does make home around these parts sometimes, so who knows? Mm-hmm. Perhaps he'll be, Phantom of the Opera up in the balcony keeping an eye on this. All right, July 12th, and if you're an Elton John fan, so I would imagine as a sort of a symphonic Elton John experience. Is that fair?
Yeah, it's completely all live. He is bringing his band, and he will be augmented by members of the TCO.
So great. All right, Tuesday, July 12th. Mark that down. One of my favorite acts out of Southern Ontario, they were on the show a couple months ago, a new album out this year titled Tasty Tunes, Quartetto Gelato, with you on July 19th. And I have to say, if I'm in town for this, I'll be there.
Oh my gosh,
amazing.
Yeah. It'll be so much fun. So this is Quartetto Gelato, and it was their idea. They said, why don't we make it a double bill? So we are teaming up, going head-to-head, and it's a small ensemble of TCO musicians, so it's all soloists. And a small ensemble of, you know, Quartetto Gelato is four people, and it's going to be 10 powerhouse soloists on stage.
I don't know how you pick out of the lineup, but if I had to pick one, just as a fan of Quartetto Gelato, and then augmented by having these members of TCO with us for the night, I'm going to mark down July 19th at Palais Royal with Quartetto Gelato. All right, things start to get a little risque after that, and I need you to explain. Two nights, Anonymous Lover, this time on Wednesday, July 27th, and then back to the Tuesday, just around that long weekend area there with Le Vion Rose. So talk about those programs.
Yeah, so Anonymous Lover is actually an overture by Joseph Bellone. So we're playing the overture from the Anonymous Lover. And then we round out the program. We have a Mozart symphony on that program. Sharon is playing a Mozart concerto, classically oriented.
I like that. I like that in the midst of some of this crossover that we're seeing earlier in the season, it's nice to get back to the roots.
Yeah, and we're featuring some of our TCO musicians as soloists on this program. So that's always exciting to do.
It is. And Le Vion Rose, August 2nd.
Le Vion Rose is an Edith Piaf night. It's all Edith Piaf.
That's always a crowd favorite. It's so good.
Sure,
people
is.
Love it.
Yeah, and we have Pandora Top. She's a vocalist. She has sang with us many times, and she is joining us again.
Pandora is Edith Piaf. She lives and breathes the part. She becomes Edith. It's incredible to see the transformation.
If you love the music of Edith Piaf and you're looking for a night out in the summer, Tuesday, August 2nd, Palais Royal, Le Vion Rose, and we'll give you that website once again in a few moments. Okay, three other nights before you wrap at the end of August. I feel bad even talking that way. I mean, we shouldn't really be. But the Blackfish Project, August 9th.
The Blackfish Project is, it was commissioned by the Tombeau Quartet. There are two of their members play in the Toronto Concert Orchestra, and it sounds beautiful. beautiful. It is a crossover between Persian and jazz and classical, and it tells the tale of the Black Fish. It's a children's book. Mm. It's stunning, and they have visuals along with that, and it'll be a beautiful night.
What a special night, and what a great idea right in the middle of the program to do something a little different.
Like, yeah, it's not just music. It's different media all coming together for a full concert experience. Mm-hmm.
That's a great one. Wow, you're making it difficult here. Gatsby.
Just come to all of them.
Gatsby on Tuesday, August 19th.
Yeah, Gatsby, we have our soloist that evening is Alyssa DeMarco, and we've worked with her before too. She is just astounding.
She's sparkling, that's what she is.
So sort of I would imagine, kind of a roaring 20s kind of feel to the night.
Yeah, definitely an homage to the venue.
Absolutely, and that might be almost the perfect night.
Yeah.
So if you're dancing, if you like swing music, that's the one to come to.
There. All right, from the New World, and that is wrapping up your programming this year, Tuesday, August 23rd.
Yeah, that one is symbolic to us. So we're doing Dvorak's Ninth Symphony from the New World.
Yep.
Dvorak was Carey's ultimate favorite composer. He could rattle off, any obscure tune by him. And this is our ninth season, and we love that it's from the New World. We are in a new world.
New venue.
We're post-pandemic at this point. It was very fitting to put this particular piece.
What a great way to end it. From the New World, the music of Dvorak, Tuesday, August 23rd. And just a reminder, the New Classical FM is a proud media sponsor of Symphony in the City, presented by the Toronto Concert Orchestra. As you've just heard, live concerts by the lake with special weekly guests, special themes, all happening right through August 23rd at the iconic Palais Royal. Dinner and VIP experiences available each of those evenings. Tickets at tcomusic.ca. Sharon Lee, Marcus Schultes, co-artistic directors with Toronto Concert Orchestra. I feel like I've eaten a huge dinner because there's a lot to take in here, but you've outdone yourselves with this programming. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Yeah, we're so excited for the season, and we can't wait to see our audience members back.
Absolutely. You're with the New Classical FM, The Oasis. That's our look at the arts and music.